Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Trump administration says its repeal of an Obama-era rule that protects wetlands and waterways is just the first step in rewriting Clean Water Act regulations. Here is EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler speaking at yesterday's signing ceremony.
When President Trump took office, he immediately set in motion a process to remove and replace regulatory burdens that were stifling American innovation and economic development. The Obama administration's 2015 Waters of the U.S. definition was at the top of the list.
Joining us now is Ariel Wittenberg, a reporter covering water for E&E News. Ariel, you were right there in the middle of the ceremony. Who else was there?
Yeah, sure. So there, of course, was Administrator Wheeler and officials from the Army Corps of Engineers, but there were also members of the manufacturing industry, of the agricultural industry, of the energy industry, and the housing development industry, all of whom have been pushing not only for this rollback, which was finalized yesterday, but also the coming rollback, which will, you know, roll back clean water protections that have been in place since the 1980s.
So this week's rollback, what does it apply to exactly? Just lay it out for us nice and simply.
Right. So I think most people would be surprised to learn that when Congress wrote the Clean Water Act in 1972, they never really settled the question of what water they're talking about. The act just says the words that it applies to waters of the United States. And so for the past 40 years, there's been this fight over, well, okay, what does that mean? And so, you know, it's kind of obvious if you're thinking about, you know, the Chesapeake Bay or the Potomac River. But when we're talking about, you know, the creeks and the streams that lead into the Potomac or the wetlands that filter water that goes into the Potomac or things like that, that's where, you know, you have these gray areas that there have been these really long protracted legal fights over. And this question has been actually to the Supreme Court three times and very likely will end up there again as a result of the Trump administration's actions today.
So before these rules went into place, what were these areas of water that were sort of unregulated? What did they look like? What was it like?
Right. So before the Clean Water Act went into place, there was what we called the Federal Pollution Control Act, and it basically set standards for water bodies of here's what our water quality should look like, but it didn't really have a great way of controlling that. So the Clean Water Act was the first federal legislation to say, we're going to permit pollution at the source. We're going to control it. So if you want to stick a wastewater discharge pipe into a river, we're going to control how much pollution is in it or how much you have to clean it up. Or if you want to build a housing development on a bunch of wetlands, we're going to control, you know, how you're going to offset that destruction to make sure that the environment doesn't get too damaged by that.
So for Americans, what difference will this rollback make?
So this rollback will make a difference depending on where you live. There are specific types of wetlands, particularly Texas prairie wetlands, vernal pools, which are common in California, Carolina and Delmarva Bays, which are particularly vulnerable to the rollback that we had today. But the rollback that we're expecting the administration to finalize this winter will affect 51% of wetlands nationwide, more so in the West, and at least 18% of streams nationwide, again, more so in the West. So this really will end up affecting most Americans if step one and step two are ultimately completed.
You had a little gaggle with Andrew Wheeler during the ceremony or after the ceremony. What was that like?
Right. So he was there to take questions from reporters, which was very kind of him. And, you know, there were questions about, well, how do you know that this is going to stand up in court? Because the Trump administration is almost certainly going to be sued over this by both environmental groups and also state's attorneys general. And he kind of said, well, I hope everybody reads the rule before they start suing us. One thing that is important to note is actually this rollback actually will only matter in half of the states in the country because due to various legal challenges, this Obama-era regulation has only been in effect in 22 states. And so it's obviously very important in the states that it has been in effect, but I really would stress that the major change is what we're expecting in the coming months, because last December, the administration put out a proposal for their new definition of waters of the United States, and they will no longer be regulating streams or rivers that only flow after rainfall, which, you know, on the East Coast, we don't have a lot of those. But if you're in Arizona, that can be either teeny tiny streams or even major rivers that will only flow after rainfall. But that rainfall contributes a lot downstream, and that's a very important water source to the folks who live there. Additionally, the proposed rule would mean that the Clean Water Act would only apply to wetlands with relatively permanent surface water connections to waterways. So a wetland would basically have to be right next to a river or a stream in order to be protected under that proposal.
Ariel Wittenberg is a reporter covering water for E&E News. Ariel, thank you.
Thanks.